Thank you very much. Thank you.
Governor Cuomo has been touring major upstate regions, promoting the passage of the third on-time or early budget in a row. In Buffalo, he held up a hockey puck as a prop, comparing the achievement to hockey's hat trick. In Rochester, he explained to the invited audience why he believes it's an accomplishment.
And you might say, so what? You're supposed to pass a budget on time. That's no big deal. It's not a big deal in the real world. In Albany, it is a very big deal, however.
Cuomo, speaking to reporters after a budget presentation in Oswego, says he thinks the early budget is a key sign of Albany's return to functionality.
The budgets were a symbol of the dysfunction for many, many years. You did many stories on late budgets and the politics and the chaos of the budget process. So the government is working better than before. Are we perfect? No.
The not perfect part of state government was the focus of news headlines during the governor's budget tour, and it threatened to overshadow his message that he has fixed Albany. Two major corruption scandals were announced by the U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara. One involved State Senator Malcolm Smith. He's accused of trying to bribe his way onto the Republican ticket for mayor. In exchange for the money for the bribe, Smith was allegedly going to steer state transportation money to a road project that would benefit a Rockland County developer. In the other scandal, State Assemblyman Eric Stevenson is accused of taking bribes to write legislation. It would directly benefit developers of an adult daycare center. Another assemblyman in that case, Nelson Castro, resigned after admitting that he's been an informant since he took office in 2009. Cuomo was asked about the charges and stops he made on his tour. He initially said while the accusations are very troubling, unfortunately, no number of laws and prosecutions can completely stop some lawmakers from behaving badly.
People do stupid things, frankly. People do illegal things. People in power abuse power. And that's part of the human condition. We do everything we can do to try to stop it, to try to prevent it.
Cuomo was done with his budget events for the week when news of the Assemblyman Stevenson scandal broke. Cuomo called those allegations appalling. He says when he was attorney general, he helped to convict another former Senate leader, Pedro Espada, and the former state controller, Alan Hevesy, of criminal corruption. The budget includes a phase-in of an increase in the state's minimum wage to $9 an hour. There's also a tax cut package that includes the distribution of $350 rebate checks to middle-class families with children to be distributed shortly before elections. There's also small business tax cuts. It's paid for through an extension of a tax on millionaires and the continuation of a utility surcharge. Elizabeth Lynham with the budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission credits Cuomo and the legislature for holding the line on spending to a no more than 2% increase from last year. But she says she's concerned about the backloaded tax cuts, an old Albany habit that was absent from Cuomo's first two budgets.
It is more of a pattern from the past, the backloaded tax promises. Some spending in school aid that won't hit until the next year.
Cuomo and the legislature will be moving on to other issues when the legislature returns from a two-week break on April 15th. They range from decriminalizing public possession of small amounts of marijuana and expansion of gambling casinos to campaign finance reform. But the scandals will likely cast a shadow on the rest of the session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.